You're listening to The Brave Yes Show, a show for creators, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who want to take joy-filled, bold action in order to up-level, grow, or pivot your business and online platform without sacrificing your values. I'm your host, Sean Fink, a business strategist and courage coach, and a writer and a mom who has been writing, selling, and building online communities for over 10 years. If you are ready to get business brave, I encourage you to apply for a free coaching exploratory session with me. I'll share the link in the show notes, and you can always learn more on my website, seanfink.com. Welcome to another episode of The Brave Yes Show. I want you to take a second to pause and breathe and ask yourself, how are you doing? How are you really doing today? And I want you to imagine how it would feel if you felt fully supported and didn't have to do everything by yourself or make every decision in your business. Imagine having a strategy in place that feels like you are able to do what you love and work in your zone of genius a majority of the time. That, my friends, is the ideal. That's what we should all be aspiring toward. But we also know that women business owners, especially, are less likely to have that kind of support. We are also more likely to be carrying a load that is more than just a business. We know that women business owners are less likely to be selected for loans, for venture capitalist investments, and for being chosen as federal contractors. We know that women business owners, the science, the evidence, and the research is clear, are often operating with less cash flow on hand. The result? Well, I mean, super creative and amazing businesses, that's for sure, is the result. But also a lot of bootstrapping. If you are somebody who feels like you have built a business with duct tape and prayers, this episode is for you. So listen, let me just be real clear that there are a lot of benefits to bootstrapping, especially in the startup phase and early days of having a business, of creating a brand, of starting an online presence. I know because that's how I started my first business. Totally bootstrapped. And I still remember in my body, I still remember a whole day that I spent on a Saturday trying to move my WordPress blog to its own host and being terrified it was going to break things. And I'm pretty sure I did break things, actually. But there I was, bootstrapping, duct taping my website. And I think that at the time, that made sense to me. At the time, it felt like that was what I needed to do. I had the skills to do it, and I did it. I might have broken it for a bit, but I knew how to get it fixed, so it was all good. Over time, though, it starts to become very clear that bootstrapping, while it does save you money, it also costs you so much time. That time that you spend doing it yourself is valuable time that you could be doing income generating tasks and activities, things that are much more likely to be in your zone of genius than setting up a shopping cart page on your website. Let's face it, as solopreneurs, and I really only work with people who are solopreneurs, we wear a lot of hats. Many, 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 many hats. Most of us are equally the finance department of our businesses as we are the marketing and sales departments. We are often doing customer service and IT work in a single day. But let's take some time right now to think about the cost of the bootstrapping fallout. And it is a fallout eventually. So yeah, sure, it is a time suck. There is that. But mostly, and this is what I care the most about when I'm working with my clients, it's an energy zapper. I'm big on energy. I'm big on working with my clients around capacity, because if we don't have the capacity for the big goals, for the big moves, for the braving up, for the brave yeses, then we're not going to make much momentum in our businesses. We're not going to get to the goals and the vision that we might have. So if we are spending too much time on the things that we do not like, that we're not very good at, then we are really setting ourselves up to be burned out, overwhelmed, and disgruntled and resentful. This is how we fall into the land of bitter and sour in our businesses. When you are busy saying a prayer on a task that isn't your zone of genius or even your expertise, you are cobbling your business together with duct tape. If you are truly ready to start taking your business seriously and yourself seriously and your work seriously, which I talked about in my last episode, you're going to have to change your bootstrapping mindset. Yes, doing it yourself is very necessary and very helpful in the beginning. But as you grow and as you start to have some cash flow coming in, it is also really essential that you start to recognize that hiring someone who can do the things that they are best at, or to handle some of those low-hanging tasks that you feel you can just quickly do, is actually going to free you up for something so much more. But it's not the time that's really the issue, is it? No, it's the investment. So gulp, right? Like, that's where it gets real. The investment of money in a business that's hardly making any, or that isn't quite sustainable, that is really still trying to get its grounding. And so deciding or choosing to invest before you're really feeling financially viable can be super scary, which means you have to work through some scarcity issues. And you know, scarcity issues are something that we, you know, you can spend a whole rabbit hole going down. And I have a whole episode on it, and I'll make sure to link that in the show notes. And it's also in the blog post for this episode. For now, though, consider what the bootstrapping fallout really means. It means that you're afraid to invest big because you aren't sure if this business is going to work out. And that can be really hard to admit. You're not sure if you're ready to fully commit to this idea, to this vision. Or you don't have the self-trust that you need to make it happen, to go all in. This is where coaching work can really help you and help you unblock and unlock what is actually keeping you from fully investing in yourself, in your idea, in your vision. As long as you remain unsure and unwilling to truly invest, whether it be time, money, or resources in your business and in your business vision, there's always going to be some level of uncertainty. And I happen to believe that uncertainty is a soul destroyer of a great business vision. I remember the first time I hired a business coach to help me with my vision, with my strategy, and it really helped me get clear on where I wanted to take my business. Work that I do now with my clients, actually. I remember how terrified I was to make that investment. I had the money, but I didn't want to spend the money because I didn't want to rock the boat when it came to cash flow. I didn't want to hurt my bottom line. But the truth was, is that I was really super tired and done with spinning around and around on the same struggles and obstacles in the decision making that I really needed to make. And I knew a coach would help me get out of that muck and actually start taking steps and start to feel momentum. Because all I was doing was I was in spin cycle, spin cycle, spin cycle, spin cycle. And I have been in spin cycle many times. Now I know to get the coach. But back then, before I hired my first coach, I just suffered through in spin cycle, spinning ideas around until finally something landed. And I then used duct tape and prayers to throw it together. So I actually did the hard work on myself and made that investment with the coach. And it was worth every penny, every dollar that I spent, because I had someone in my corner to bounce ideas with, other than my husband, who doesn't really want to hear about it anymore. That was years ago, and it's still true. And I earned that investment back threefold. Because once we start making decisions and start taking action, business thrives. This is what happens when we start to believe in ourselves and our work and our vision. Scarcity could have easily kept me spinning in indecision and bootstrapping and duct tape. It is a trap. It is one of the success traps that I've identified for entrepreneurs. The bootstrapping fallout is something we can get really caught up in because we think we're handling it best on our own and we're saving a few bucks. But I want to go back to this point around energy. That if you want to run a successful, profitable business, maintaining your energy is the first and foremost investment that you can make. And so if you can make a hire, whether it be a coach or a team member, who's going to help you handle the load, mental, emotional, or physical tasks, you're going to have more energy for your business, for your life, really, and especially for your business. Because when you are burned out or stressed over details that aren't in your zone of genius, or that you don't have the capacity to move beyond the weeds of your current situation, if you don't have the energy you need to make future-focused decisions, you can't build your business empire. You're going to just be maintaining and maybe even struggling to maintain the current business that you have. So start thinking now about what you might be doing right now to bootstrap or wing it. Where do you have duct tape where you need solid structures and systems in place? Where do you have energy zappers leaking into your day so that you get to the end of the day and you're exhausted and burned out and tired and don't want anything to do with anything related to your business? Where do you have duct tape and prayers holding your business together? Well, lucky for you, I'm going to try and walk you through a process to figure this out. And so you might need to pause and go grab a couple of pieces of paper while you listen to this episode, to the rest of this episode. Because we're going to actually create a zone of genius grid. And if you know me or work with me, you've probably experienced my love of grid systems. I love using grids. This is a grid that is different than some of the other grids that I talk about in my coaching. But This is an exercise to help you figure out where you are ready to start hiring the people that you need to hire and delegating tasks or just eliminating tasks that are draining your energy, that are not allowing you to get the momentum that you really need. So the very first thing is to take out one of the sheets of paper and write a list of every task, both things that you might like, you know, checking email is a task, deciding what social media posts are going to go out is a task, writing said social media posts is a task, putting together a content calendar is a task, creating a plan for Q4 or Q1 is a task, developing a marketing strategy or a launch strategy, that's a task, client delivery work, that's a task, and everything related to that task. Write down everything that you do in a day, in a week, in a month, and in a year. Obviously, this is going to take time, and I'm not going to wait for you to do that. I'm going to keep going, but feel free to pause or continue listening and then do this exercise later. Once you've listed out everything that you do for you in your business, every task, every single thing that you do, and I'm talking about you, not your team, you. Then divide the second piece of paper that you have there. And I love to use like a sketchbook for any all this kind of work, especially for grids. Divide your second piece of paper into four grids. Organize those four grids into categories. The first category is going to be your zone of genius and or yes column. Then you're going to have a good column or a good grid, I'm sorry, and a good enough grid and a nope. So you're going to learn exactly what I'm looking for here as we go through. The goal here is to assess everything you had just written down in your, you know, list of tasks that you do in your business, to assess them for both how much you love doing them and how well you do them. We're looking for two things here, things that light you up and bring you energy and feel good and aligned and joyful. And we also want to look at, is this in my wheelhouse? Is this a zone of genius thing? So in the first column, take your list of things that you do in your business and write down the things that you love to do and are in your zone of genius, the things that you feel are very much in your wheelhouse. You love them. And you're really, really good at them. Like, this is where you feel like you're a rock star. It's where you feel like your superpowers are. This is your yes column. This is the stuff that you should be doing on a regular basis, all the time, as much as humanly possible. So that's your first grid. Again, your zone of genius column is your column that, or your grid that is all about, could you do these things all day long and walk away nourished and energized? And also, you're really known for these things as well. In your next grid, you're going to put your good column. This is your okay. This is, you're really good at these things, but it might not be exactly where your zone of genius is. It might kind of like still fit into that intersection of, you know, passion and skill, but it also might be something where, you know, if you could eliminate it, you probably would. But you can still do it and you're still really good at it. It's just not, you know, it's not the ideal. It's not the aspirational stuff. So that is your second grid. And the third grid, you're going to have good enough. And this is your meh. Like, you're like, I don't really know. Like, I could definitely love it or take, I could leave it, you know, take it or leave it with this stuff. And it's also like, if you had to choose, like, these are the things you're probably not going to want to choose to do. So you can do it, but it's actually something you would prefer somebody else to do. And they could probably do it way better, way faster, way more efficiently than you do. So you don't love it. It's definitely not a love thing. And it's, you know, you can probably duct tape and prayer your way through it. You could look up a YouTube video on it or get some research, but it's still not like right there. So it's a meh. It's like a eh, I would like to maybe get this off my list someday. Finally, in the fourth column is a nope. This is where you list all the tasks that you do that you suck at, that are terrible for you, that you do not like, you hate them, you hate doing it. This is your nope column. It's the stuff you dread. It's the stuff that when you get it on your list, you just probably like want to procrastinate and don't really want to do it. And sometimes you don't do it. I'm really kind of thinking about bookkeeping, taxes, which, you know, again, if you don't have an accountant and you don't have a bookkeeper or a bookkeeping system, then maybe that's an area of delegation for you. So obviously, you know, look at this grid. Now, once you have done this exercise and you can really start to recognize where the places are that you need to start hiring quality support so that you don't have to make these decisions all on your own, so that you don't have to do all these little tasks that are tying you up and holding you back. And obviously, you're going to begin in the areas of 3 and 4, the grid of 3 and 4. Those are the areas where you might need to start getting some additional help, where you might really want to start getting some energy back, because you can just either eliminate those tasks entirely or start giving them to an assistant, start giving them to another team member. If you don't have a team, you might want to start hiring a team. Either way, going back to your zone of genius and the things that you want to be spending your time doing, and how can you make that more of a priority? How can you start to really lean into that yes column so that you can start to really create the momentum and the energy that you want for your business and for yourself? I always find that when we are doing exactly what we want to be doing in our work, we're going to actually have more energy and time and capacity for the rest of our lives. So when you finally, you know, wrap up work for the day, you probably are going to have more energy for your family as well, or to do fun things after you've done a work day. So it really is a ripple effect. Bootstrapping is exhausting, and we think that that's how business needs to be. And I'm just wanting to impress upon you that if you've been bootstrapping for a while, it's probably time to brave up. It's time to brave up, start investing in, you know, some high-level strategic planning, some high-level team support, some high-level professional services that are going to really just free you up, liberate you, really give you the freedom that you need to do the things that you love. And ultimately, it's going to just make your people that you work with so much happier too, because they're going to notice how less frazzled you are, how excited you are for your work, and how calm and grounded you are because you're not trying to do all the things. In fact, you get to just wear one hat, and that's your hat, the hat that makes you you, the hat that makes you feel amazing. Not that you're not going to have to do things that you don't want to do in time, but you will. Less hats, the better. The less hats, the better. So there you go. That is a great exercise to do. It's a fun little thing that you can do when you have some extra time. You know, maybe you're traveling or you're waiting around. Go ahead and do this sort of audit of how you're spending your time and really start to see where you're bootstrapping, where you're just kind of doing all the things to, you know, duct taping it together so that you can then start to get the team support, the high level support that you need to really start making key decisions, key impact moves, really start to see the needle move in your business. And of course, preserve your energy along the way as well. So again, if you're interested in coaching with me, I have an application where you can fill it out and then we can check it out and see if it's a good fit. At this point, I think there's one, maybe two for this year open. And we're looking for people who are really, really ready to start taking their business more seriously and really up level. So if that's you, I encourage you to click the link in the show notes and go over and submit your application and we can have a conversation. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And again, protect your energy. Do those things that boost your energy and really start to take yourself and your work more seriously, because your ideas, your vision is so worth your time, your money, your energy, and your resources. Keep going. Keep going.